it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Is ready to beat Migs. I know Bobby from Tacoma is. Bobby, are you there?
Good morning, guys.
What's up, Bobby? And hey, I decided to up the stakes.
What?
In lieu of all the excitement that's going on with the Mariners right now, big win yesterday. They're one game out of first place. They're playing tonight. You can get tickets at Mariners. You get tickets at Mariners.com. They're at 6:40. I have a pair for tonight's game, but I can't go. So I figured whoever could beat me at Beat Migs this morning will get those tickets.
Ooh, that's sweet.
All right, Bobby, let's do it.
Let's go.
Steve, very generous, but get out of here.
I'm a giver.
Yeah, you are. For those playing at home, Bobby has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Hugh Hefner was the founder of what magazine?
Playboy.
Yes. What do you call someone who is equally skilled with both hands?
Ambidextrous.
Yes, sir. What soft drink claims to incorporate 23 flavors?
Dr. Pepper.
Yes. In what Midwestern state will you find the glass capital of the world?
Illinois.
No.
Indiana.
No.
Michigan.
No. The sum of all the numbers on a roulette wheel is what evil number?
666.
Yes, sir. What element makes up about 90% of the known universe?
Water.
No.
Hydrogen.
Yes. What movie popularized the line, "I see dead people"?
Pass.
Which Australian mammal is especially vulnerable to chlamydia?
Wombat.
No.
Kangaroo.
No.
Pass.
Who is the lead singer of the Wallflowers' dad?
Pass.
How many official languages does Belgium have?
5.
No.
6.
No.
4.
No! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Bobby, you were on a roll there for a second.
The Sixth Sense and Capybara.
Oh, it wasn't Capybara. But I love those things. I want to hold one so bad. It would be a dream. Steve Migs.
Yes.
Welcome back to the studio.
It's good to be back.
Are you ready?
Showtime.
Hugh Hefner was the founder of what magazine?
Hugh Hefner, founder of Playboy magazine.
Yes. What do you call someone who is equally skilled with both hands?
Ambidextrous.
Yes. What soft drink claims to incorporate 23 flavors?
Ooh, I'm going to say Dr. Pepper.
That's the one. In what Midwestern state will you find the glass capital of the world?
Midwestern. Illinois.
No.
Ohio.
Yes. The sum of all the numbers on a roulette wheel is what evil number?
666.
Yeah.
Is it really?
It is. Wow. What element makes up about 90% of the known universe?
What element? Hydrogen.
Yes. What movie popularized the line, "I see dead people"?
Sixth Sense.
Correct. Which Australian mammal is especially vulnerable to chlamydia?
Would that be a koala?
It would be. Who is the lead singer of the Wallflowers' dad?
Jacob Dylan?
No.
Bob Dylan.
Yes. How many official languages does Belgium have?
It has 2.
No.
3.
Yes. Steve Migs with time to spare. You just scored a perfect 10. Oh. Sorry, Bobby.
Good job, Steve.
Thank you, my friend.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Fuck, got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up.
Up, winning.
And they say that.
I mean, not only did you score a perfect 10, let me just toot your horn for a second.
Please do.
3 of the questions you got on your second guess. That was solid, Steve.
Thank you.
Congratulations. And those tickets, can we roll them over to 750?
Yes, absolutely.
If someone can beat you at 750, we will style them down with tickets to see the Mariners take on the Cardinals tonight.
The Daily Migs Show.
We love the feature on the Odyssey app that lets you leave us a voice message. And every day we check in and some prove to be rather interesting, Steve.
Some want to talk about the Mariners. Others want to talk about the Seahawks. And then somebody also wants to talk Legos.
We're going to slide into our VMs after Rob Zombie.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.